One's a vegan, the other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak. Rant Speak with Samaria and Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? Think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
It's Rant Speak. It's 11 p.m. Pacific time, my time. Welcome to my time. Late night, Sunday night, your DJ, to take you in to another week of school or work or hell or whatever you happen to be going back to. And tonight's backing album is Assemblage 23's Storm, coming out very soon, I think next week or something. Yes, I'm very excited about it. Tonight, very exciting program. We've got To the Ranting Griffin, and a lot of you know that he is on the station now with his own show, his own live show, and it's getting a lot of attention, a lot of people listening to it, and he's an excellent speaker, so you'll be hearing him tonight. And also we got an interview with Lieutenant Major Zombie, if you can believe that. So we're gonna get Smokey on the line right now and see what he's been up to. We'll give him a call here. And I think we're going to get into the interview pretty quick right away. Let's give Smokey a call. Because everyone doesn't live in the Pacific area.
Hello?
Like I do. Smokey.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
I sound good?
You sound good. You sound loud. You sound clear. And I won't ask you to turn up your microphone this week.
You could be a little bit louder.
Oh, sorry. I'm not wearing my microphone. I don't even know how you could hear me.
Well, that would help.
It would help a lot, wouldn't it?
I could sort of hear you.
Wow. I must be yelling pretty loud. Let me just get it on so you can hear me.
I have a friend with me this evening.
Uh-oh. Is it a fish? Are you going to kill it?
Is that okay? What?
Is it a fish?
What'd you say?
I have
an actual human being sitting with me here tonight.
Well, that's okay. That's cool. Do they have headphones on?
Yes, they have headphones and a microphone, actually.
Uh-oh.
That's me. I'm Brent.
Brent.
Can you hear him okay?
Welcome, Brent. Can he hear me okay?
Thank you. Oh, sure.
We affectionately call him Lumpy.
Lumpy.
So you can call him Lumpy.
Hey, Lumpy. Is that your online name, Lumpy?
Hey, yeah, you can make it that. I don't really have an online name, so
yeah.
I guess it'll be Lumpy from here on.
He's a little nervous.
Oh, that's okay.
He's like, I don't know what to talk about. I haven't prepared. And I said, I don't prepare either, so what's the difference?
Well, you can sit back and enjoy the ride then.
That's right.
If I feel I have something interesting to interject, I will.
Excellent.
Well, there you go.
So I've already filled them in that we're...
what's up, dude?
We've got an exciting interview with To the Ranting Griffin tonight and Lieutenant Major Zombie. How about that?
That should be interesting.
Shouldn't it?
The Riddlin' King himself. God bless that kid.
Yes, he makes all of our lives that much more wonderful.
Yes, he does.
Well, let's start at the top. Show number 28. Welcome to Rant Speak. And all the people in the IRC right now, quite a few. Candy is back in the IRC.
Yes, she is.
Everybody remembers she was our first female caller into the show. Somebody fumbling with their mic, and you might have to take it away from him. Because I know you wouldn't do that.
Don't play with it, dude. You can hear that. It's not me. It's my friend.
Oh, I know.
Don't play with
it. Sorry.
Let's see.
He's new.
He is new. He's a newbie to handling microphones. Yeah, don't touch him. Okay. Oh, people are saying, oh, my God, it's dying. It's dying. This stream is dying. Well, I guess you'll just have to live with it because I don't have BitTorrent on or anything. I have nothing.
I don't have anything.
Nothing extraneous running. So
you are breaking up a little bit more than normal, but it's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. People are saying stream down. It's not down. Looks fine to me. So you just have to live with it for now because I can't do a thing. What?
I just said, this is what we got, you got to deal with it, get over it.
That's right. So people in the IRC, Prophet Purdon, great Purdon, he's only a couple years behind the time, that's okay.
Yeah, that's great, that's really going to make me like him. I ought to just kick him out just for that.
APOC, Jib Cat. Are you interrupting me?
Go on. I'm sorry.
The stream's all kind of... I mean, there are Skype is kind of lagging, I guess, a little bit.
It probably is.
Gluco, Gay16, Aqua Draco, Pinion Blue, Slacker, K-Tog, Amic, Mr. Echo, said Candy already. Let's see, who else is there? Zombie Morgan, who is not Lieutenant Major Zombie. That's a different zombie.
No.
And I think that's all the people that are really, really, really talking. Haggard 37. There we go.
That's enough.
That's enough people for tonight.
Good enough.
And Knuckles snuck in there. And you can get into the IRC as well by going to Rant Radio and clicking on our chat on the left-hand side. Going to rantradio.com. And you can chat with all these wonderful people as well. And they're there all the time waiting for your call.
Yes, they are. But they're there to ridicule you.
What?
I said they're there to ridicule you.
Yeah. And they will. You will not be disappointed. You can get to the Rant Speak site and download the archives, which a lot of people might want be wanting to do that if their stream is breaking up. They may want to catch in the archives because the archives will be perfect because I just recorded to the VCR sitting to the right of me. You can get involved
in... It could be that we're just having a bad week.
It could be that we're having a bad week. Hopefully the interviews don't break up as well. That would suck a lot.
Because we've had some problems this week, apparently.
Have we?
With other people, too. Well, other people having problems, getting kicked off, and all kinds of things.
I see.
So it could be we're having a bad week.
Could be. Maybe I'll have to do some restructuring with the server. Cut down how many streams are coming out of the server or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bit overloaded.
It might be. We're getting a lot of listeners now. A lot more listeners. If you want to send in your mugshots to me, you can look on the listeners page and see everybody who's listening in right now and see all their beautiful, beautiful photos. You can send it into info@rantradio.com. If you're overseas, you can send your name and city and stuff into me as well. Or you can just tell somebody about Rant Radio, and that'll help us as well. And there's some projects that need to be done in the forums. If you can paste that in there. And you can send in your news stories to me as well. If you have any news stories I think I'd be interested in. And there's some was sent in this week as well. And, of course, just general email to me. Because I don't get enough of that. Because I can't answer it right now. But hopefully we'll read it on the air if it's interesting. Or I might actually answer it, too.
Yep.
And we need bandwidth. We always need bandwidth. Bandwidth more than ever.
We always need
And we're getting a lot of mirrors, but we need more. They drop in and out. So if you have a server parked somewhere, not your home, you need bigger than broadband. If you have a computer parked at an ISP or a school or you work at somewhere with big bandwidth, info@rantradio.com, let us know.
What was it? You said 3 megabit or higher? Up.
Yeah, it's a good rule, 3 to 5 or higher, and that's up, not down. So, yeah, but 3 or higher will help us out. Always a better, faster connection is better, because you don't want to kill your server as well, and you don't want it to be bad.
And we seem to be popular.
Yeah, we're very, very, very popular, which is good. And the new show, like Two's show, there were two of the Rant and Griffin shows, is very, very popular, so we need that bandwidth to help him out.
So
everyone can listen to his show and our show, but we don't tax it as much because we're on late at night. Nobody listens.
Yes.
We need DJs, don't we, Smokey?
Yes, we do. And it amazes me that people don't get this. I've said this over and over. This is not a dance club, okay? It's a radio station. When you send me a demo, talk in it. Talk in the freaking demo.
Yeah.
Don't send me, like, a half an hour thing full of MP3s because I don't care.
And we already have that.
Yeah, I mean, we have plenty of that. Sorry, I'm getting distracted by my friend back here making techno noises now.
He's doing the oons.
Yes, he's doing that. But it amazes me. I don't understand why people even do that. Because when you think about it, it's like, why would anyone just want to sit there and play music, you know? Nobody can see you twirling the glow sticks. Why would you do that? It makes no sense to me.
Yeah, we want to hear you a little bit. And especially with the talk station. Well, yeah. It's obviously talk, but we're talking about the music stations. We want to have some life to the DJs and maybe at least announce the names of the bands or tell some little insight about them.
Insight's good. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, because anybody can really announce the name of a song, but if you have insight into the music that you're playing, I mean, that's better.
So yeah. And
that's
what I would recommend. Yeah, we could get a computerized voice to announce the names of the songs. That's possible. Some stations do that. We'd rather have a real person. So you have any news this week, Smokey?
I have news, but I don't have it in front of me, so I have to like dig it out of the back of my brain. We have a couple new shows. We have a new one on the Industrial Channel. I don't have the name of the show in front of me.
Yep.
But it's hosted by a girl. We have another girl.
Oh,
her
a girl.
Name is DJ Apocalypse. That's a girl. Everybody's freaking out.
DJ Apocalypse.
DJ Apocalypse.
Meow.
Apocalypse Meow.
Yeah.
She'll be starting on the 29th.
That's awesome.
I don't have the time right in front of me right now because I sort of got crunched this evening. But I'll have it up on the schedule here in a couple of days.
That's right. She came into the IRC the other day and was talking with some people, so that was very cool.
Right. And we have another talk show starting on the 22nd, hosted by a guy named Ryan Hull. And he's really one of those professional sounding guys, kind of like Dan Tenser. So we're sort of moving up in the world. People who can actually talk want to be on this station.
Excellent.
It's amazing.
Excellent.
He'll be starting on the 22nd, and when I get that info, I'll send that off to you as well.
Excellent.
So that's what we got coming down the pipe here really quick.
Everybody's complaining, the stream is very bad. Well, sorry. We can't do anything about it. There's absolutely nothing to be done.
I don't know why it's very bad. We're not doing anything different tonight than we've ever done.
No.
So I can't really tell you why.
Yeah, sorry about that. So we'll do a couple of Rant Media news items, then go to the interview with or to the Ranting Griffin. Hopefully he won't be surprised by the little phone call we'll give him in a few seconds here.
He knows we're coming.
Okay, good. Rant Media needs help with Torrent Seeds to help distribute our free stuff. Porn on Beta's album, which is free, and the Patrolling stuff, which is free as well. So if you could post those links there, and people can help seed those and help free the media. And like I said, interview with To the Ranting Griffin tonight and Lieutenant Major Zombie, and I've got a Rant Speak poll of the week. And it's kind of funny saying
poll. We have a poll.
We have a poll of the week for Rant Speak. You know, like the other 27 polls and the other 27 shows. Right? Right? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Like the poll we've done for every show since then.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. And I'll just post it.
And what is the poll about this week, Tim?
The show number 28 poll is, Are Rant Speak's Stories Paranoid? Is the show too paranoid about the dangers of the world we live in, or is it really time for the tinfoil hats? And the officer, yes, if you look for dangers everywhere, you will always find them. Or no, these stories are not too paranoid, and they are things we need to be aware of. Because we always talk about really, the scary things of the world, right?
Well, you are one of the most paranoid motherfuckers on the planet.
I am pretty paranoid, so if everyone wants to go check that out. And it's amazing how many people are signing up for the forums. 50 people this month have signed up for the forums just today.
50 people this month just to talk in our forums?
Yeah.
Talk about self-abuse.
No kidding. The forums isn't too bad. Forums is not like the IRC. It's not as abusive.
Okay.
So 19 days into the month, it's 50 people. I just can't believe it. I was going to announce it at 700, but it's already at 725. So I was like, never mind. It's going too fast.
Okay.
Maybe at 1,000 I'll go, oh, we reached 1,000, but just going too fast. So let's give to the Ranting Griffin a call. And hopefully it won't sound like...
Hopefully this works.
Yeah, well, it'll work, just how good. So let's see. Let's get two into the conversation here. Ringing, ringing, ringing. Ringing, ringing, ringing.
I talked to him the other day and it was awesome.
Ah, here he is, too! The Holy Ranting Clear. Griffin!
Hopefully, anyway.
Yes, you are here. I can
hear
you loud.
Am I here?
Clear.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Awesome.
Yeah, we can hear you. What's up, dude?
I can hear you guys. I was actually just listening to the stream. I was listening to the stream a second ago, and yeah, they're kind of right. The stream is eating a lot of shit tonight for some reason. I don't know why, but it is.
That's strange. It should be a lot better.
There's archives, so it's cool.
That's right.
That's what archives are for.
How are you doing tonight?
You can listen a little bit.
I'm doing just fine. Let me tell you something. I have to tell you this, okay? I was listening to the show that you boys did, and you were talking about my show and how good it is, and my God, was my face red, okay? It was just fucking... My face looked like Janet Reno's meat curtains after she vacuums them, okay? My God. I swear to God, I was lactating. It just wasn't even good. It wasn't even funny. No, enough of that shit. Seriously, no, thanks, thank you. I'm very glad that people are digging the show, and we try our best.
No, it's very, very amusing. You guys are very, very funny.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks. Funny. We kind of try, you know, it's my philosophy that, you know, if you try to get a message through to somebody and you're just going to pound it in their head with you know, just sort of shaking your fists at them and pointing at them, then they're going to get defensive. They're not going to listen to it. They're not going to be open to it. And if you can kind of try and get a message through with some kind of humor, you know, with something that'll make them laugh and sort of drop their defenses, then maybe, possibly, you'll just get a little bit more through to them. You know what I mean?
That's right. So kind of wrap it around with some sugar coating and get them to swallow the pills, as Sean Kennedy says.
Yeah, I guess
we already
so.
Have
sounds,
someone in the IRC comment.
Sounds good to me.
You sound like Sean's clone.
Sean's clone. I don't... Maybe...
Does it sound like Sean?
Maybe the cadence, but not the voice. Definitely not the voice.
Let's talk
the
about
cadence.
That for a second.
Well,
anyway.
Okay, honestly, I had... The first time I'd really ever heard of Sean... oh, go ahead. I kind of got it's sort of breaking up on me here.
I was just going to tell you to go ahead.
Or at least Smokey is.
Yeah, we got a bit of a lag going on. We'll do the best we can.
Oh, okay. Now, the first time that I actually, I had heard of Sean Kennedy, somebody wrote to me, and I don't know who it was, but they were very upset because they thought that I was just totally ripping Sean off. And I'm like, who the fuck is Sean? Who, what are they talking about, you know? And so I gave it a listen, and I listened through Sean's rants, and I really liked, I mean, we even ranted on some of the same things and said a lot of similar things, but the truth is I'd never heard of him before then. I'd been ranting for like two and a half years maybe before I'd even heard of Sean. And the one time I got to talk to Sean, it was fucking creepy because we got to talk during his show. He interviewed me on his show a long time ago. And during the time when he was playing a rant, we just sat there and just bullshitted on the phone. And he's like, you know, it's weird. And we were talking about with each other. We were both the same age. We both had the same jobs. We both had the same outlook and had been through similar, you know, instances recently. And it was just real creepy. It's like Sean Kennedy and me. It's like we're just, the only difference I think is that I'm a faggot. I think that's pretty much it.
I think
the rest of it is like it's creepy similar. I don't know why.
I think that was just about the only difference. You do the same things.
But you know.
Go ahead, Smokey.
Sean, I was going to say, Sean's not gay, but he does like drag queens. So he does like cross-dressers. He does have that going. So it's kind of close.
Well, I don't like drag queens. I want to slap them.
They give the wrong impression that you you don't like the way they dress up or what?
No, to me it's all a matter of, I think personally, this is my personal opinion, that I don't think being gay is a license to act like a flaming fucking moron. That's just my opinion, you know? And so many people out there are like, whoa, I'm gay, and I didn't have a choice in the matter, so that means I can romp around and piss everybody off and face no consequences for it because it wasn't my fault I'm gay. But that's bullshit. You know, I really don't like the flaming gay types. And besides, it doesn't make any sense. Think about it like this. You got gay people, gay men, who go dress up as women because why? Because other gay men are attracted to men, not women. Why would they dress up as a girl? It doesn't make any sense. You know?
Maybe they're trying to ensnare and trick people. I don't know.
Maybe they wish they were
half
girls.
Half the drag queens I've ever seen in the world aren't fooling anyone.
They need to shave a little
bit
closer.
They're not fooling anybody. They're absolutely, I mean, oh, hell yes. I mean, well, you know, aside from some of the, you know, the man tits I've seen on some of these drag queens, it's just, it's really hideous. And they're not going to fool anybody. They're absolutely not going to fool, they couldn't fool a dog into thinking they were female. It's just not possible.
So how did you get your start in doing all of this and going on the radio or doing all these conferences and these speaking engagements?
It started pretty much with the rants online. I had a little site out there, and I drew, you know, I kind of like drawing pictures. I'm sort of a half-assed hack artist, so I like drawing pictures and putting up poetry and essays on why, you know, trigger locks are fucking stupid for guns. Yeah, just little things like that, and I'd been thinking about it for a year or so that, you know, there were a few things that were really pissing me off, and I just wanted to scream about them. I wanted to go and just, you know, just bury my head into it and just get out all these feelings, and so I did, and I put it up online, and I expected that if anybody listened to it at all, they'd probably hate my guts for it, but they didn't. They actually wrote to me, and they're like, dude, make more of these, and I'm like, well, I've got plenty of, you know, got plenty of in mind, so okay, and that's pretty much what started it. My first comedy gig was because somebody actually had visited my site and heard my rants and said, yeah, we've heard your rants, we think you're groovy, come do our show. And I was like, well, hell, sure. So, and now I've got a national tour. I'm playing about a show every 3 weeks or so, and it's getting kind of tedious, but I love doing it.
That's amazing, and that's what you do, isn't it? Like, do you have another job, or do you just do the...
Yeah, it's... No, I don't have another job right now. I am actually, at this point, a professional comedian, as they call it. I don't like doing comedy all the time because... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Smokey.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just a lag thing. We're having a bad night, and I'm all thrown off. Never mind. Go ahead, dude.
Sorry. The lag is sucking my balls. It's like slurping them up like... I've never felt before.
Yeah.
So, but no, that's, I've got shows where I do comedy. I enjoy doing comedy, but it's not, I don't know. Comedy, just something to make people laugh with no point to it is, well, it's pointless. You know, I like having a point. I like saying things. You know, I had this problem when I was growing up. You know, I was raised in a Christian family by actually a minister. And by the time I got to my early 20s, I kind of realized that I'd look around and there was no place in this planet that I could get the truth. I couldn't go to my family for the truth. I couldn't go to the government for the truth, the education system. Nobody would tell the truth to anybody. It's all bullshit. You know, bullshit, lies, corporations, they're going to tell you the truth? No, it's not going to happen. And that pissed me off. I wanted to be able to sit down and hear just somebody tell me the truth about what shit, you know, what's going on. And eventually I was like, okay, well, you know, if nobody else is going to do it, then I'm just going to, because I'm tired of bullshit. I'm tired of being knee-deep in bullshit without a shovel. And so I started speaking on it. That's when I started ranting. And when I can, I like to throw at least some kind of points into my my comedy shows when I can.
That's excellent. That's kind of how we did it. We kind of filled in the void that we found that was missing out there. There was no voice that was being heard in the television or in the radio, broadcast radio. So we turned to the internet and broadcast our own voice and let other people come on and broadcast their voice. And there was a need for it, and there was a want for these DJs to come on and talk their minds as well.
You know, I really wish that I'd been there since the beginning of Rant Radio. I mean, I missed it. But, oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Smokey. You want to ask a question, and I keep cutting you off because of the damn lag, but it's okay. Go ahead and ask.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to ask you about the furry thing, because when I first brought you out, that was a big thing, and people got all freaked out because I brought the furry on. So you want to sort of talk about that whole lifestyle or hobby or whatever it is?
Boom. Holy fuck, you brought the furry in. Oh, my God. You're gonna crucify all decency and morals in the fucking station now. You brought a furry in here. Shit. How can we be a good Christian station if we're not? No, seriously. All furry is just like a fan base like anything else. It's like Star Trek or Star Wars. It's just furries are pretty much just fans of fantasy artwork. Dragons, werewolves, unicorns, crap like that. The problem is that there are, Like any point in society, and I hate it when people like blame furry for this. They'll ask me, they'll go, "Hey man, why, you know, you're in the fur community? How come it is that there's so many people in the fandom that are just pedophiles and freaks and stuff like that?" And I was like, "It's not in the fandom. It's in the fucking world. You know, people are pedophiles and freaks. People are, and of course, since the furry fandom is made out of people, they're going to have their percentage. The problem is that when those freaks are dressing up in animal costumes, oh my God, is that a target? Jesus, I mean, that's like broadside of a barn for the media, you know, and I don't blame them either. It's fucking crazy. But honestly, the majority of the fandom is just people who just enjoy animation, cartoons. A lot of them are into anime or comic books. It's nothing really stupid, except that we do have our share of really weird people.
So it's a common misconception, then. It's just people enjoying what they like to watch or like to draw, and just like, you know, the other ones, like you pointed out, Star Trek, they dress up as well, going to the conventions, and just as they're just as freaky as the Star Trek people.
Well,
we were
the problem
actually
is the difference. The main difference is that. Sorry. Damn this lag. It sucks like balls. Yes, it sucks like pants and ham. Let me just. I'll answer your question real quick. I was going to say that, it's a lot like Star Trek, a lot like. The only main difference is that a long time ago, the media started picking in the Star Trek fandom. They started picking on them. And the Trekkies just went, well, fuck you, we don't care. And then they did the same thing to the Star Wars people and the anime freaks, and they all went, big deal. Now, when they got to the furs, they're like, well, you furs, and they started poking at them, and the furs freaked out. Well, we're not freaks, we're normal, and you can't say that to us, and they spazzed out. And it's of course, it's no fun to pick on people who don't twitch about it, and the fandom, boy, when you poke at them, they twitch. God damn it, do they twitch, and I try to get them to stop doing that, but they won't, because as long as they do, there's going to be people, you know, poking at them. It's just the way it is.
Did you want to ask something, Smokey?
Oh. The
no,
lag.
I
it burns my face.
I was waiting. I'm so disappointed in this, dude. I was so looking forward to this show, and it's sucking really bad. This is not fair.
No, it's not fair at all.
I could come back sometime.
That would be... I can
totally, like, any time that you guys want me, just ask me back.
That would be awesome, because this is sucking balls. And I don't know, it's bad for the listeners as well.
You want to try it?
I could try it some other time. I could do tonight. I could do later. Whichever.
Yeah, this sucks.
Yeah,
it's fine with me.
We'll probably do it another time because it's very confusing and it's just sucking a lot. And I sorry if we kept you up or anything like that.
Yeah.
Oh no, hell no. I'd have been up anyway. I'm sorry it didn't work out, but it's great sort of talking to you guys through this haze of lag, but it was nice anyway.
Okay, so we will do the interview another time because this is turning out to like Earth to Moon type conversation lag, and it's just horrendous. So we will let you go.
It's getting bad.
Thank you very much for coming on, and we'll definitely set up another time when we know we won't know if it's going to be good because it was fine last week, but we will try a different time.
Yeah, we'll just have.
No problem. Anytime.
Thanks a lot,
give me a call.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I enjoy your show very, very much.
No problem.
I hope everyone else out there can tune into his show, and I'll get the time. And actually, if you want to say the day and time for everyone else to listen into your show.
Two Cents, actually, it comes on Friday nights on Rant Radio at... I believe it's 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 5 p.m. Pacific, and so far we're having a really good time doing it. And definitely show up and listen and tell us what you think. We're really wanting feedback on the show lately because we want to know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, what you guys would like to hear out there. So certainly tune into the show.
Excellent. So we will let you go, and I may actually try and figure out what's going on. I could try a couple things. But we will get you on definitely another week. Okay, so we will talk to you later and sign off and say goodbye.
All right, man. Take care.
And there goes to
bye,
the
dude.
Ranting Griffin. Oh, sorry, Smokey. Go ahead.
That's okay, dude. Those people are, as the guy in IRC being a dick, wondering why I'm on this show.
They're wondering why you're on this show?
That's brutal, okay?
Mean.
I do a fine job on this show.
Mean people.
At night.
I'm going to reset all my stuff here and see if we can make it better. If that's okay with all the...
Are you going to reboot or something?
Yeah, I'm going to reboot my router and my modem here, and I doubt it'll happen affect anything, but it certainly couldn't be worse, let's say.
It might. It could help.
Because, it's looking really bad from my end here, and it really shouldn't be this bad.
Yeah.
So
reboots usually help, dude.
Yeah. So we're gonna sign off for about a minute. About 2 minutes, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes, so just keep tuning in and clicking play again. And for you those listening in the archives, you'll hear music for a couple minutes. So we'll be back in a few. So I'm gonna hang up with you Smokey, and I'll give you a call
cool,
back
dude.
As soon as we're going. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bud.
So, keep hanging in there and press play, or keep it on loop or whatever, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. So, arrivederci. We're back. Back with a vengeance. Hopefully a lot better. But we won't know until people give me the sign. So let me just do some testing here and see how we're doing. Hopefully that didn't make too many people leave the show. So I'm just going to do some testing just for a few seconds here. Much, much better. Much, much better. So let's see how it is when I bring in Smokehouse here. I was getting ping times of 1.5 seconds. Ping times of 1.5 seconds is not good. Ping times of 10 seconds.
Hello.
10 milliseconds. Hey, Smokey.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
I'm doing all right. I'm just banning people for calling me down. That's all I'm doing.
Well, that makes friends.
Well, I don't care if you like me or not.
Bad Smokey.
Put your microphone on, dude. I can't hear you.
Okay, it's on the ground. It's coming up. It's coming up. It's coming up. Here we are.
Oh, there we go.
Well,
so,
I can
so
definitely
are we good
say
now?
Yeah, I can definitely say that Skype really makes the ping times jump up to craziness. Like before Skype.
Yeah, it does.
Before I turn on Skype, it was like at 12 milliseconds. Now it's at 1,000 milliseconds. So that's
a whole second. So there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There you go.
That's really really bad. And you're starting to cut out.
I can't imagine. I've got nothing running. Nothing.
Yeah. No, it's not you.
Nothing
definitely
more
not.
Than. Okay.
Definitely not you. If my time goes up. I wish I could.
Okay.
Wish I could turn down the Skype, the quality of Skype, or something.
Yeah, it's a stupid bear beta program that they'll probably never fix, and we'll just have to deal with it for the rest of time.
Yeah, so we're gonna give Lieutenant Major Zombie a call, and if it's really really bad, I don't know what we're gonna do. We're gonna have to just skip the interview till some other time. Let's see if we can.
Yeah, I'm so pissed off.
Yeah, see if we can pull this off. So ringing Zombie here. It's a little bit better than before. Yeah, call him on the telephone. Yeah, give me some money and we'll do that. Yeah.
Oh,
what?
Zombie! You have to turn off your radio.
Oh my gosh.
You'll hear us in
lag. Can people hear me?
Lag.
Zombie?
I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Yeah, I think.
Excellent.
I can hear you guys loud and clear.
Excellent. How are you doing tonight, Zombie?
That's cool.
I'm all right. I'm just tired, man.
Wow.
Tired. It's like 2 a.m. No, it's almost 3 a.m. over here.
Wow. You sound a lot different than last time
I
talked to you. You don't quite...
You sound like a completely different person.
Yeah, I sound pretty different. I actually got more mature.
You don't sound like you're totally whacked out of your mind.
Oh, there's actually a little different lag time here.
Yeah, a little bit of lag. We're dealing with some badness here. So you started listening to the station about 5 years ago, didn't you?
Yeah, 5 years ago. It was crazy. There was like 5 years ago, there were like DJs actually playing techno and all this crazy stuff. And there was this hot chick from Canada was playing techno. It was a New Order from the Blade soundtrack. I was like, oh man, play that thing over again. She was like, okay. I was like, sweet. And so, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I started listening.
I remember her. She actually lived in Vancouver here in Surrey. I can't remember her name. She was very hot. She had pictures up on the website, right?
Yeah. She was banging hot.
So how old were you back then when you started listening?
Oh, my gosh. Tell you the truth, I don't even know.
Well, 5 years ago.
Right now,
I'm
21 right now.
There you go. So you were 16 when you started listening.
Yeah,
16. Oh, man. I remember those days really well.
Go ahead, Smokey.
How come you kept calling back when we were so mean to you? That's what I want to know.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I want to know why he kept calling back because we were so mean to him. How come, dude?
Because I never quit. I keep on going. I never stop. I thought it was fun, hilarious, and I had something to do better than doing drugs or so.
You were actually on prescription drugs back then, weren't you?
Yeah, it was called Ritalin. Actually, kept me concentrated in school or so. It was kind of like when you took it, it was like you didn't know what was going on. The only thing you could pay attention was the teacher. Anything else was happening, it was gone. You don't notice that. Like if a kid came up to you and said "F you," you won't notice that. The only thing you'd be paying attention is the teacher. It was called Ritalin. It was pretty crazy stuff.
So did it help? Did it help you out in school, or did it hinder you?
The grades part, yeah, it helped you out in the grades and all that, but your high school life, being a teenager, having fun, doing pranks and all that, nah, it didn't help on that part because you were zoned out. The only thing you were doing is just going to your locker, going to your class, learning and stuff like that. It's all right, but if you have a problem, it's pretty good to have, but having a high school life, nah, it kind of sucks.
Yeah. So how long were you on those for? Or you're not? Are you still on them?
No, I'm not on it anymore. Hell no. Right now, the last time I took it was in 11th grade. In middle 11th grade, I start rebelling that stuff. I was I want a life. I want to break free and everything. So I did. I had the greatest 2 years of my life.
Yeah. And so did the grades suffer after that, or were you still okay in school?
I was still okay in school, but the school I went to was called Warren County High School, and when I graduated, it wasn't an accredited school, so one of our teachers, she had Jack Daniel bottles in her cabinet, so yeah, when she left the class, you can sneak a shot of Jack, and our history teacher, if you say you're stressed out, and you're I need a cigarette, she'll hand you a cigarette and go outside and smoke it, and it's... The school's great now. It's just terrible now. I'm just ah.
Oh, wow. Well, that's cool. Do you have any questions, Smokey?
Yeah.
I'm just amazed the kid's still around.
Come on, Smokey.
You're kind of like a celebrity, man. You come around and freaks out just because you're here, which is amazing.
Yeah, probably one of the longest listeners.
You remember that
listeners.
Thing I had you do with me? You remember that thing you did with me a couple years ago? That thing we did for that promo I had you do?
And, one thing?
You remember that?
Oh, yeah, that...
With the girl in
the
woods?
Yeah, when I walked through the forest. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
I should dig that up, sometime.
Yeah, I've never actually heard that. I don't remember that at all.
I should look for that so we can play it sometime.
Well, the lag is...
If you heard it, then you remember
people
it.
Probably, bust out laughing.
Oh, really? That'd be awesome.
I remember.
The lag is brutal. Absolutely mind-blowingly brutal right now. I'm up to a 3.5-second ping time, so... We can't do this for much longer. Oh, 4-second ping time. So we may have to do it another night, Zombie. But I think we got a little bit. So thanks.
That's cool.
Thanks for.
Oh, that's all right, man. Just tell me when you want to do it.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Thanks for playing along and very
entertaining. Oh, anytime.
Okay, so we're gonna let you go right now, and we'll talk with you later. Okay.
All right, man. Sounds cool.
Later.
All right, man.
See you, dude.
It's brutal, Smokey.
This is horrible.
And it's totally my...
This is horrible.
It's on my end. I don't know what's going on with my connection right now. It's brutal. I'm going to have to get it all fixed up. Oh, it's fine now. What the fuck? Oh, now it's getting worse. Worser. It's totally Skype. That's messing with it. It's taking up like all my bandwidth.
It's never done this before.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Maybe, I don't know. No clue.
I was gonna say, I used it the other day and it was amazing.
Wow.
It was awesome. So I don't know what the deal is.
I'm just gonna.
Echo is asking.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Echo was asking about my CPU time. I'm using like a quarter of my CPU. I'm using nothing at all. So I mean, it's not me.
Yeah, mine's at 17%. It's nothing. I'm just gonna hang up on you for 10 seconds and see what happens. Okay.
Okay, dude. All right, sure.
And we'll watch the numbers go down from 1.5 milliseconds to 1.5 seconds to about 12 milliseconds, 20 milliseconds, totally Skype. Oh, my God. It's chewing up all the bandwidth, and there's absolutely no settings on Skype. Oh, my God. That's totally annoying. Oh. Yeah, Skype is hurting the children, Knuckles says. So, the alternatives is get Smokey on the line, and the show doesn't work. Yeah, start using TeamSpeak. We may have to look into that, or I don't know. Is there a new Skype out? What the hell's going on with this? It's crazy. I'm using version 1.0018. Oh, this sucks a lot. So let's get Smokey back on the line. There is a new version. Oh. Well, I'm going to get Smokey back on the line. We're both going to update Skype, and then we'll continue on. Oh, 11:55.
Hello?
Hey, Smokey.
Hey.
It's totally Skype.
Is it totally Skype?
Yeah, it went from 1,000 milliseconds down to about 20 when I got off of Skype.
That's just retarded, dude.
And there's supposed to be a new version out, so how about we both upgrade to that new version?
Right now?
Well, it's either
okay.
It's either you're not on the show, or we both upgrade.
Oh. You're putting it to me that way, huh?
Well, it's okay. Because nobody can listen. It totally cuts out everyone. Well, it doesn't cut out everyone. We just can't broadcast.
Okay, dude. Let me go get the new one, and I'll be back with you in a minute.
Okay, I'll upgrade at the same time and keep the masses entertained.
Okay, you enjoy yourself.
When you put it that way. Okay, bye-bye. So I'm going to upgrade Skype right now and see if there isn't an update. Oh, whatever. I'm not going to listen to you guys. Let's see what it is. Because I already told you what version I am on, and this has been like a month since we've upgraded. Please let there be a new version. Let's see. Download. And we want to pick Windows. Oh, there's a new version. This is version 29. Let's just save that to my desktop. I was on version 18. Please let this use less usage, because this is sucking. And it's not my bandwidth, because it's totally fine right now. Right, everyone? Right? Just me? It's fine? Suck to do a solo show. We'd have to change programs, which I don't really want to do. And I don't know if the... what the hell just happened with my wallpaper? Craziness. See how it's downloading. Thanks for everyone sticking through this. Trials and tribulations of live show. Yeah, the milliseconds are right down under 100 milliseconds. Craziness! Crazy craziness. And thanks to Zombie and to the Ranting Griffin for sticking through the horrible, horribleness that was the interviews. Wow, 9 megs. Hurry up, download! Then we'll go on to the emails, listeners' emails, which I have a lot of. And then we'll go on to the stories, the news stories, and if Skype is behaving, We'll do some phone-in stuff because I know there's a bunch of people that want to phone in, including our local favorite, Purdin, the new zombie. Hey, it's done. Let's open it up. English. Next. I accept anything. Yes, firstborn. That's fine. Yep. And let's launch Skype. Oh, now it, on startup it just says version 1.0. And we'll wait for Smokey to finish installing his. So we'll just turn up the music here. Because I don't know if he wants me to do the stuff. I'm just going to send a message to Smokey and see, and so he can message me when he's done. Message me when done. And we'll go on to the... Go on to the letters, I think. Just so we don't, I don't have to hum and haw for the next billion minutes. Oh yeah, next week, we're going to do some photos with Sean Kennedy and myself, because we haven't had, I've never done photos for Rant, and Sean hasn't done photos since his, you know, the garbage can ones. So that's a little, a long time. So, email's awesome. And Smokey is apparently done. Let's make sure I've upgraded. Yep, all upgraded. Let's give Smokey a call back. He's not on the list. But I'll just call him anyway, because sometimes that works. Smokehouse, call this contact. And then we'll get into the email, which we have a bunch of. Oh, it's ringing. Good.
Hello.
Smokey.
You got me.
I got you. And let's watch the milliseconds. 270, 354, 420, 509 as it chews up my bandwidth. 782.
What the fuck is going on?
1407. Ah! 1888. Wow, that's brutal.
What the hell's going on, dude?
I don't know. Let's see if that works.
I have no idea.
Let's see if that works for people. If it gets bad, let us know, people. So I've played the intro for the email. Let's get into that. This one's from No Delete. One of my IRC lads pointed me your way. Love Rant Radio, Rant TV. Hope the fuck CRTC... stays off your asses and keeps their advertainment clause out of internet media, which is by far the most free media we have. And yes, we're lucky in Canada here that there's no laws or regulations on the internet at all. Or no fees either.
I would actually be surprised if they decided to bother us one day.
I'd be surprised
as
well.
That really would surprise me.
Yeah, and nothing from SOCAN, nothing from... CRTC, so we're the land of the free, home of the brave, except just a little bit north of that.
Yeah, something like that.
Next one's from Dominic. I've been watching and listening to Rant Media Projects for about a year and definitely loving the patrolling series. I want to add something, though, I think is a great piece of kit. You may think it's silly, but it's a paper bag. A lunch bag size is great. I'll tell you why. What does a bag do? Well, a bag is made to hold things in. Perfect. But a paper bag can be folded to the size of a piece of paper. Well, it's paper already. So you can store it anywhere and use it to clean area to eat off of. And when you're done eating, you can put in the trash. You can put your trash in there. You can use it to wipe your hands or your face. Hell, if you need it, you could shit in it. I'm telling you guys.
That's great.
Isn't that great?
That's fine. I never thought about that. Of course, I've never had the urge to shit in a paper bag before.
Well,
so
now
you man.
Now you can. Dominic has given you permission to shit in a paper bag.
great.
He says, "Hell, I'm telling you guys, a paper lunch bag is one of the best pieces of kit I've ever carried. If you want it on one of the future episodes. After all, that's what Rant Media is about, sharing good information with good people." Well, I applaud him for his effort. But I don't think we'll be seeing Sean shitting in a paper bag anytime soon on patrolling.
I hope not. I mean, seeing him naked's bad. seeing him naked's bad enough. I don't need to see him shitting in a paper bag.
Yeah. People are saying it's gone to utter shite once again.
You want to just call this off?
Well, I want to change.
Did you realize we've been on?
Yeah, we've been on for an hour already. Doing
and we've gotten nowhere.
Doing almost nothing. Yeah. There's no settings, which pisses me off.
There's settings on Skype now, but nothing for bandwidth or anything like that.
Yeah, nothing for
which
bandwidth.
Which is really lame.
Yeah. Oh, it's so annoying. Yeah, it's the ping times are really, 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 really bad here. Well, I want to thank all the people that, all the like 30, 40 people are tuning in right now. Powering.
Yeah, that is terrible.
Powering through the buffering. I don't know if this is. It's obvious to me. I doubt it's anything to do with the servers out there, because as soon as I turn off Skype, it's totally fine. So.
Yeah.
That's sucking a lot.
Well, go to work tomorrow and kill people.
Yeah.
How about that?
Kick some ass or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, your call, Smokey. Would you like me to continue on with the show by myself or what?
Well, you should see my friend behind me right now. This is funny. His eyes are closed. He's asleep with his headphones on. This is pretty funny.
And it's that good, huh?
He actually fell asleep in his chair with the headphones on. That's awesome.
Wow. That's craziness. What we could do is cut out the 64K stream and get everyone go on 24K and see how that goes.
Yeah, we could do that. I mean, it'll be a little bit behind, but you might be able to hear us, which would be nice.
And that's what most of the people are on right now is the 24K stream anyway, because it's appearing to be fine. So
okay. We'll
give that a shot. Let's. So everyone listening on 64K, it's going to be going away. I'm going to just put you down for a second here, Smokey, okay?
Okay.
And we're going over to the server, or to my Winamp streaming here. And this is a goodbye to all the people on the 64K stream. And that's bye-bye. Let's bring the chair back over here. And see how that does on the time. Milliseconds time. Well, I sure cut it down to nothing. Smokey.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
You know, this kind of sucks the life out of you, you know? You're like, I'm like all hyped to do the show, you know, because it's supposed to be a real good show, and then
it all goes
to hell, and I don't feel like doing anything, which really sucks.
It all goes sideways. Well, that certainly solved the problem, actually.
Did it really?
Yeah, it's totally fine now. Absolutely fine.
Well, how about that?
That is pretty crazy. I don't know why that is, but it is. So
it's not like we haven't done this before. We've been doing this for 6 months.
Yeah, we're newbies at this, actually. Yeah, we have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, it hit 9 milliseconds. How about that?
Oh, my God. So, it's a happy day. Let's dance.
Let's do the happy dance. So everyone on 64K is now gone, and we're just on the 24. And so people can deal with that. And I'm going to have to go to the server and fix the 64 because it's actually offline right now. I had to fix it before the show, too.
What, the talk server?
Yeah.
That thing dies all the fucking time, dude.
It does. What's its problem? Jeez.
Actually, I know what we need to do to fix this. I know how we can fix this problem.
How's that?
We need more boxes.
Yes.
I mean, it costs, but I mean, that would fix the problem. More boxes.
Yeah, because I've never seen any threads on the program that we're using on any of the forums that says you could really run two at the same time. Yeah.
And, I mean, I told you how we could do it when we decided to do it. We could go ITX because it's really cheap.
Is it?
Yeah, you can get a board for like $100, and that board's got everything on it. You just got to put memory on it, and you're laughing.
Oh, sweet, sweet, sweet. Sorry, I'm distracted.
That's okay, man.
I'm, like, starting up the server. It's going to be, like, the worst show ever. Yeah, ever.
Oh, don't worry about it going to be. It already is.
It's already there, eh?
Yeah, and you were talking about not having much rack space, too. With ITX, you don't need much. Because, I mean, those computers are only 6 inches square.
Oh, wow.
There's boards. There's nothing to them.
Sweet.
So we ought to think about that someday. Get about three of those and we'll be good.
Yeah. Well, I'll see what I can do on this end about that. And maybe get some more computers running. Okay, now the talk is up. Once again on the 64. So let's go on to the next one. This is from Amick. Says, hey, Sim, just surfing www.respectcopyrights.org and ran across a fun contest for teachers. You can read on your show if you like. Maybe you have a few teachers listening. Here it is. Teach the kids to respect established corporate institutions without question and win a DVD player. Here's the link to the source, if you could paste that PDF in there. This is an excerpt from page 2 to 30. To the teacher, the excellent Extreme Challenge is an exciting contest provided by the Motion Picture Association of America that is available to only junior achievement students. Students are being asked to develop a highly creative, organized, and viable plan to inform their middle grade peers that downloading copyright entertainment materials is illegal and unethical. Winning students can earn cash prizes for the school and win a trip to Hollywood for themselves and three friends. A description of the con. Isn't that exciting?
I'm excited. Believe me, I've been to Hollywood. You're not missing much.
Right? It's pretty vacant, eh?
Well, I mean, there's stuff there, but I mean, you go there once, you don't really need to go back. It's just people that make more money than you, okay? That's what Hollywood is. It's pretty, but it's pretty useless, too.
Pretty vacant. Please visit their website to get additional information on the contest requirements. The MPAA is asking all contest entries be given to the classroom teacher and mailed there. And entry include a signed entry form, and there should be no more than one page in length. So, all you creative listeners, I'm sure you can come up with very good ways to respect copyright.
Yeah. Because we're really good at that. We do that all the time.
Oh, we respect copyright all the time.
Oh, of course.
And attention to Stacy Feith, One Education Way in Colorado Springs. And I went and watched a movie in the theater today.
Did you watch what?
I saw Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow.
So how is that? I've heard it's shit, and I've heard it's awesome.
Absolutely excellent.
Really?
Yes. The cinematography is amazing. If you're going, you have to go in with the right mindset. It's not a film of today. It's a film of the 1940s and 50s.
Yeah, it is.
If you're expecting like kung fu moves and stuff, that's not what it is. This is up-to-date 1940s and 50s movies done all blue screen. The whole movie is blue screen. There's not one prop that was really there. Absolutely amazing marvel of technology.
And plus Angelina Jolie's in it, so that's a winner right there, right?
Yeah, I could actually stand her, too.
Any movie she's in, I mean, it doesn't have to be good. I'll watch it, you know. Just look at her. That's fine.
Yeah, and she was a kick-ass character in this as well.
Well, what movie is she not a kick-ass character in? Isn't that pretty much all her movies? She's kicking somebody's ass?
Very, very true.
Tomb Raider, 1 through 12.
Exactly. This one is from Pinion Blue. It appears that the core political system wants to nuke Mother Nature. I'm sure that you've heard about it in the recent hurricane outbreak in Florida. Well, everyone's heard about that, I'm quite sure. Well, now it seems the U.S. government is looking into weather modification, because it seems that these killer hurricanes are the beginning of a 30-year cycle, which scientists say that Florida will be hit so hard that often the state, and so often that the state will become virtually uninhabitable by 2016. So therefore, our government, pretty crazy, huh?
That is crazy. And I like Florida, but now I don't know how I'll ever go back, because it's going to be a demilitarized zone or something pretty soon.
Especially if there's constant hurricanes hitting it every week?
It is a little frightening when you think about it, like four hurricanes in a month or whatever.
Yeah, that's extremely...
I'd get sick of that in a hurry.
Time to move. So the government is looking to change the path of the hurricane, and how would they achieve this goal, you ask? Nuclear warheads. That's right, the government, in order to help the people of Florida, would send a nuclear device into low orbit with low amounts of radiation to detonate and break apart the inner eye wall of the storm.
Okay.
I don't have a link for this, and I actually looked for a link, And I found one that was related on CNN about somebody suggesting nuclear warheads to break it apart. And also on that page was somebody suggesting praying as well. So I don't know how much credibility I lend to this report here.
That sounds a little after now-ish, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Something about warheads in the atmosphere eating up the ozone layer?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Quite possibly. So if anybody could find a link for that, that actually the government endorsing this, then I'll, I don't know.
Somehow I find that unlikely.
I don't think the government would really do that. It's kind of bad publicity, no matter even if it does work. I don't think anybody or even the people in Florida would like nuclear detonations over their head, even to save themselves.
I can't imagine someone saying, "Oh, we don't like this wind and rain. Let's light the sky on fire." You know? I don't see that happening.
I don't think so. This next one's from Adam. It says, "Hey guys, I was wondering why all the Burning Man episodes have been taken out of circulation. We've already answered that. They don't like us very much, so they don't let us play them.
They're pricks, so we can't play it. That's pretty much.
That's the long and short of it. But the next part is what I was really getting at. Ooh, yeah, and I almost forgot to say that Tales from the After Now Season 3, Episode 7 file, which is the one of the old Nazi guy, is really, really scary. And I just thought I'd ask, is that for real?" Wow, that's pretty good to for somebody to think that is actually real. That is Sean doing that voice. Sean does all the voices on there.
Yeah.
Save for like two or three that me or his wife throws in there from time to time. But
it might be based on something that's real, you know.
Yeah.
Or something that he experienced.
Anything that Sean actually mentions in After Now, like names or places, go look them up on the internet. You'll get a little bit scared.
Or you can watch sci-fi movies and find out where he stole what from, because he does that too.
Yeah, it's all stolen, all recycled stuff, which is great, right? You get little references here and there.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's Sean talking. It's a good tale of fiction, but he weaves it so well that sometimes it's a little bit scary. So as you can see, somebody taking it a little bit serious.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can imagine that. I knew somebody would eventually... Is this real? It's kind of scary.
Yeah. So that lends a little bit of credibility to Sean's storytelling, which is kind of cool.
Credibility, that's a good one.
It is, isn't it? This one says, "Sim, in May 2000... this was sent to me, it's from Das Rouge. In May 2004, my parents grew tired of my poor performance in school and sent me to a summer attitude adjusting boot camp. At some point in August, I escaped. Let me explain what happened. I arrived at the course and was stripped and my head shaved, and the wood barracks out in the desert were falling apart, and I was often beaten. My parents saw me and my broken nose and swollen eyes shut and didn't care." I'm sure a lot of people know about these kind of places.
Yeah, I've seen them. I see them on TV a lot.
On TV and stuff, and it's like, "Oh, you're a bad kid, you're a Satanist, you listen to bad music, off you go to boot camp," and they pay you like $20,000 and get ripped off and stuff. Under the cover of night, with the survival training I learned from the net, I managed an escape and survived in the desert till September 7th when I arrived in a town and found out the date. I'm still on the run and I'm never going back. I have limited time on the internet because of cyber cafe bills. I do have money which my friend got to me, and most of the time on the net I check out Rant Radio and catch a little bit of each patrolling. I was hoping that maybe you could say to Sean, thanks from me. I can't give you my name because I don't want any trouble. But thanks to you all for strong words of how one man can survive in the government. Survive and the government, my parents, and no drill sergeant can control me. From Das Rouge."
Wow, that's pretty cool. We have a fugitive fan.
Yeah, that would be cool. Except it smells of bullshit.
Yeah, there is that too.
A couple of things tip me off in this. One thing, he wouldn't be seeing his parents before he escaped. They keep you there till you're done.
Yeah.
Also, it's just poorly worded, and it sounds like he just watched it on TV or something.
That's possible.
So, I was skeptical, let's say, as I am with everything.
Yes, you are. You don't believe anything. It amazes me that you can even, like... stay in reality, because you believe it enough.
No.
It's like, I think you construct your own reality. But that's okay. You know, it's your life.
That's right. I live in a different dimension, actually.
Yes.
And so, well, this is quite a fictional tale. Unless Richard from the Atlantic Bitch Slap lives in a cyber cafe and this kid hitchhiked from the deserts of the U.S. to Nova Scotia in 9 days.
Holy crap. That'd be amazing.
It wouldn't it? And that's the only way that this story could turn out to be true.
That's awesome.
Because, well, Richard from the Atlantic Bitch Slap likes to play practical jokes on people all the time.
Does he?
As you know, he went around to on Canada Day and said that he was from the CBC and interviewed a whole bunch of people. So he sent this off to me, obviously, because I checked the IP address. And
yeah.
It matched about the last 5 emails he sent me.
Well,
exactly. Not even in the same scope of IP ranges. No, the exact same IP address. He didn't go...
Here's an idea, Richard. Stop doing practical jokes and start making your show on time. How about that? Let's do that. Let's try that.
Yeah, there you go. Everyone say busted. Yep, you're busted. So sorry. Is he in the IRC tonight? No, he'll have to find out from somebody else.
Oh, I'm sure he will, though.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I call bullshit Penn and Teller style. There you go. Next one's from Rant is Cool. And this did not have a real email address.
Okay.
It says, the link for episode 6 for patrolling is up on archive.org, updated a few days back. As always, I enjoy them all. So I finally get contact from the anonymous person who is uploading to the archive.org. I thank them very, very much, but they're not revealing their name. I don't know who it is.
I wonder why not, because, I mean,
I know.
It's not like uploading to archive.org is a secret and bad thing.
No, it's great, and it's wonderful, and I don't even know how to do it. I haven't looked into it, but I didn't even think of that. This guy's uploading all the episodes. It's awesome.
I think it'd be cool if somebody put the Sean Kennedy TV shows up there too.
Yeah, that would be excellent as well.
Because those are huge.
Yeah, those are big. Those are very cool too.
So if you're listening, do that too. Thank you.
Yes, please. While you're in the mood of uploading all that stuff, just to make it a little bit easier for people to download. But those aren't really reference quality, the ones that are on the net. So I'm kind of skeptical. And actually, I wouldn't want those up because archive.org archives like really high quality stuff.
I think they've got some low-quality stuff on there, too, though.
They do. They do. So, I don't know. Whatever.
We could make high-quality ones and put them up there, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be good.
How about that?
I'll DivX high-quality versions, yeah.
Sure.
The next one's from Kyriakos. Kyriakos. Notice, I have recorded with Cool Edit Pro about 3 to 4 hours, plus 90 minutes of DJ Morgana set on Monday, and Rant Radio's Industrial Broadcasting MP3 files. It's got a lot of things in... brackets.
Yes.
For my MP3 player in my car and other use, non-commercial, of course. Unfortunately, it seems to me that the local radio stations, Athens, I didn't look, prefers other kinds of music in the alternative region. So this arises the question that, can you do it? Well, of course, legally, by the bounds of copyright, no, you can't really record stuff off the net and use it for yourself. You have to pay for it, but I wholeheartedly endorse time shifting.
Yeah, I'm all about that.
So if you can't listen to it at the time that it's on the radio, you could time shift it and listen to it as if you were listening to it live and listen to it in your car. So there you go.
It's not copying, it's time shifting.
And, of course, this show, you can do whatever you want with as long as you don't sell it. Which is
I'm surprised people just don't, like, download the show and burn it, you know.
There you go.
Put it on fire.
it's
fucking awful.
Yeah, warm it up a bit. Especially tonight. I think I'll just stricken it from the archives. It didn't exist, or I'll skip the old...
Well, let's not even put this thing up. This is fucking terrible.
It's sad. Sad, sad, sad.
Sad, sad, sad.
But
yes.
Maybe it'll make the other ones look better by comparison.
I actually... we got one more email here. Then I'll go ahead and say what I was going to say.
One more. This is from Julius. This is an MP3 they made, courtesy of me and my cousin from the Netherlands. Feel free to play it on the air. It's public domain. And I thought it was so good, and it was actually made by them, that I want to play it. So you're going to hear silence for a little bit.
Okay.
But you can go ahead and say what you want to say before we play this.
Okay. I actually got an email from someone who sent it with their real name, so I'm not going to say who it is. But you remember, like, last week or whatever, I talked about writing an actual letter to Sean?
Yes.
This person wanted me to give them Sean's actual mailing address, so they could write them a so he could write them a letter too. And I thought about this for a minute.
Yes.
If you go back through the archives of the Sean Kennedy Show, you can actually find it because he gives it out.
There's another place to find it as well.
Yeah, but
if you know where to look.
Yeah, I was thinking I could give it out now or I could wait.
I wouldn't give it out at all.
Well, but.
I would make them search for it because I don't think Sean would like that very much.
Let me finish this anyway. Next month is his birthday.
True.
And I'm thinking, what if everyone wrote Sean a letter?
I think that would be very cool.
That'd be some creepy shit, wouldn't it? He'd just lose his mind. And you know, I think it's funny because that's what he gets for ignoring me. What if everybody wrote Sean an actual letter?
You know what? I wouldn't advise that. If everyone could write Sean a letter and send it to me, I can give it to Sean. Sean is a very, very private person, and if you give his mailing address over the air, he could do drastic things and get very angry. So
I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm just saying
it's an idea.
It's an interesting idea.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
But no, I'm probably not going to give it out. So if you want it, take the time to go find it.
It is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, under normal circumstances, I would do it. There's just this one problem.
What's that?
Sean's a little crazy. He's a little off sometimes.
Yes.
Because I told you about some of the conversations I have with him, and they're a little odd.
Yes.
They're a little odd. He talks to me a little differently than he talks to you. So God knows how he would talk to the rest of you.
Yeah. Sean's birthday is on the 23rd, if anybody wants to know.
I am going to send him a super cool gift, though.
And that's actually in the patrolling episodes, is he says his birthday as well, when he's going through the little thing that he found in the woods.
Yeah.
Yep, the GPS thing, yep.
Okay, so I guess we'll do that. If you want to write Sean an actual letter,
yep,
send it to Sim, and Sim will forward them on.
Yes, and that cuts down on the Sean going ballistic factor.
Mm-hmm. Of course, if he got too mad, and he could just point at me, because I could take it.
Yeah, he could. Or I could just be destroyed, because I'll be there in front of him when he's confronting me with it.
Oh, you're a big chicken. You're a big chicken.
Yes, I am.
You could probably outrun him, dude.
I probably could.
I'll bet you could. You know? Maybe you might need a 5-foot head start. But
yeah, he may be quick on the upstart, so I don't know.
If you're out of arm's reach, I think you're okay.
And the mail for me, I'm not going to give it on the air, so if you'd like to find out my mailing address, you can info@rantradio.com me.
That's right.
Because I'm
There's just a thought I had.
It's a good thought. It's very cool.
I thought it'd be very funny, actually, for him to get actually like a bag of tangible fan mail.
I think
here's Sean.
We are crazy fans. Read us.
Yes.
I think he would like it, but probably not delivered directly to his house. He's a very private person.
You never know. It depends on what mood he's in.
It does, in fact, yes.
Yeah, one day he might love it, and another day he might get mad, and another day it might make him cry. So it's sort of hard to say.
It depends if he's PMSing or not.
Right, which is often I've noticed recently. But that's okay.
So we're going to go to the song. It's called 37 Hertz versus Bush, Death of Democracy. I'm normally not political, but I thought this was very well put together. And a lot of cool clips.
How long do I have to be quiet?
3 minutes and 50 seconds.
Oh, fantastic.
Isn't that fantastic?
That's great.
So I'll let you know when it's over.
All right.
So, do you want me to just call you back when it's over? Are you going to stay quiet? Because you have to stay quiet.
Well, I think I might try to run to the bathroom real quick, actually.
Okay, I'll just call you back then.
All right, dude.
Okay, bye-bye.
Here.
So here it is, 37 Hertz versus Bush, made by Cousin of Julius. And I'll give you all the link if Smokey didn't post in the IRC. Here it is, and I thought it was really cool. and we'll be back in a few minutes.
If you think that your kid is not ready for certain kinds of environmental stimulation, I think it's okay to talk about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Death of democracy for the American people. Discredit their narrow ideology. Death of democracy for the American people. We will make this an age of war and misery. Progress must end. I've come here tonight to report to all Americans they are mistaken. They have endorsed representative government, and we've taken steps to correct them. Human beings will not be tolerated. Such an opportunity. Death of democracy for the American people. Discredit their narrow ideology. Death of democracy for the American people. We will make this an age of war and misery. It is the commitment of our government and my personal commitment to wear out the patience of Americans. Our desire to be safe from brutal and bullying oppression will fade and die away. We must keep our focus. Death of democracy for the American people. Discredit their narrow ideology. Death of democracy for the American people. We will make this an age of war and misery. The return of tyranny is right and just. We want its words to have meaning. We'll deny civilized behavior a base of operation and export more violence. Progress must end. Killing to achieve our goals. Killing as necessary. Chaos to achieve our goals. Chaos as necessary. Killing to achieve our goals. Killing as necessary. Chaos to ensure our money is spent wisely and effectively. Killing to achieve our goals. Killing as necessary. Chaos to achieve our goals. Chaos as necessary. Killing to achieve our goals. Killing as necessary. Chaos to ensure our money is spent wisely and effectively. Killing to achieve our goals. Killing as necessary. Chaos to achieve our goals. Chaos as necessary. Killing to achieve our goals. Killing as necessary. Chaos.
Chaos. Chaos. Chaos. Chaos.
Death of democracy. For the American people. Discredit their narrow ideology. Death of democracy for the American people. We will make this an age of war and misery. Death of democracy. We must keep our focus. Death of democracy. Progress must end. Death of democracy. We must keep our focus. Death of democracy. Progress must end. The world has a clear interest in the spread of democratic values, and we will not allow it. A civil society will cease to exist. A harsh society in which women are voiceless is an essential commitment of our strategy. Death of democracy. Death of democracy. Death of democracy. Death of democracy. Dictatorship is a massive undertaking. The total control of every person, understood by all. But my fellow Americans, they're proud people. They know that retreat before a dictator will be respected. Thank you all very much.
Thank you very much. That was 37 Hertz versus Bush. I'm going to give Smokey a call here. Head back into the show. I'm sure he's done the toilet by now.
Hello.
Smokey.
My friend is leaving. Hold on just one second.
Okay.
See you, dude. All right.
Okay, the first news story of the night. Schwarzenegger outlaws sex with corpses. Hanging threat over all of us is people having sex with corpses.
It's already against the law, though, so I don't really understand.
Ah, it wasn't, though. Not in California.
Oh, well, of course not. Well, they're very liberal there.
Yeah, you know. The new legislation marks the culmination of a 2-year drive to outlaw necrophilia in the states and help prosecutors who have been stymied by the lack of official ban on the practice.
It took 2 years to get this done.
Who opposed this, in fact? Really?
Wow.
Nobody knows the full extent of the problem, but a handful of instances over the past decade is frequent enough to have a bill concerning it. Tyler Oka, professor at Santa Clara University School of Law, who studied California cases involving allegations of necrophilia. Prosecutors didn't have anything to charge these people with other than breaking and entering. But if they worked in a mortuary in the first place, more prosecutors couldn't even charge them with that.
How would they have allegations of necrophilia? Because it's not like the corpse can, like, say, hey, I was violated.
I know. It's a victimless crime, really.
I mean, I'm just wondering where the allegation part comes from. I could see, you know, if you're caught in the act.
Yeah.
You know, but how is there an allegation?
I think he has sex with corpses. I'm not sure, though.
How does that work?
The state's first attempt to outlaw necrophilia is in response of a case of a man charged with having sex with the corpse of a 4-year-old girl in Southern California.
Oh. That's all I can say.
That's awful. So I guess they're not considered alive anymore if they're... Like, that would be, like... Isn't it called... It wouldn't be called rape. They're non-consensual, but I guess if they don't speak out. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just necrophilia then.
Wouldn't that be pedophilia? Or they don't consider it a thing anymore? They're not...
I don't know. I think once you're dead, you're covered by blanket laws. I have no idea.
Insanity. The new law makes sex with a corpse a felony, punishable by up to 8 years in prison.
That's all?
It'll make you think about it for a while and never do it again, you bad corpse sex person. I don't know. If somebody poses a good question in the IRC, does that include zombies? I don't know.
Well, we can call him and ask him.
Yeah, they're... We've got two zombies listening, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
So we could get an official opinion on that. This next one sent in by Pinion Blue, also sent in one earlier. This is tracked from birth to the toilet. This is a pork recall. More than 1,000 pounds of pork processed at Sioux Center meatpacking plant was recalled Saturday because a microchip could be embedded in the meat.
Nah.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah. Supreme. Oh God, what an awful name. Supreme Packing Co. recalled 110 pork shoulder butts. What the hell's a pork shoulder butt?
It's like a roast, sort of.
Those things kind of contradict themselves. Is it the butt of a pork of a pig or the shoulder?
Yeah, it's. I think they have it contradicting itself.
Okay.
The shoulder's in the front, and the butt is like the hind quarter.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
About 1,100 pounds of meat that can contain the metal devices used to measure scientific data in hogs. The animals processed September 10th were part of a research herd that had been sent to slaughter without the proper notification. They had the chips implanted. These hogs had gotten into the delivery at our harvest plant in Sioux Center without any notification or declaration that they carried this device. So, anybody out there eating pigs, they're tracking your poo.
What?
It'll go through you and into the toilet, and they'll know that you've eaten the pig.
That's pretty bad.
That's bad.
I mean, I know they were putting stuff like that in animals, you know, to track them, but you would think they would make it just big enough so where they wouldn't lose it.
Yeah.
You know, where the, oh, there it is, let's cut that out now.
Yeah, no kidding. Or it's in their ear or something, like,
yeah.
I guess they planted it right in there so it didn't fall out or something.
They could just tag them like they do with cows. That'd make a lot more sense.
Yeah. This next one's about RFIDs. Theme park takes visitors to RFID land. A Florida theme park is helping parents keep track of their kids by giving them wristbands embedded with high-tech radio signal technology. Wanado City issues the radio frequency identification wristbands to all visitors as a part of general admission to the park. According to a release from Texas Instruments, the maker of the wristbands, the theme park opened last month in the Fort Lauderdale area, in case you wanted to go. The wristbands contain special microchips, or RFID tags, that wirelessly signal their whereabouts to reading devices throughout the 140,000-square-foot facility. Visitors can locate other members of their group by using touchscreen kiosks throughout the park that are linked to the system called Safety Zone's real-time locating system.
Well, I guess that part would be kind of cool, but...
Yeah.
Or you could find your friends real quick, but the other implications are horrible.
Yeah, what if they... I don't know. I guess if you're scoping out little kids and you want to find that little kid, I don't know. Maybe I'm being paranoid again. This is kind of a good application. It's used in a private facility, and as long as they tell you when you're going into the park that your wristband contains tracking information for wherever you go.
Yeah, just keep in mind that Texas Instruments is the same company that made the Speak and Spell. So, God knows how good this thing really is, you know?
Speak and Spell's awesome.
I think I've still got one somewhere.
Way ahead of their time. Like, some bands actually use that for like... on stage and stuff, they tweak them so they can change the voice and stuff. Very, very cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
So that's kind of a thing to think about when you're going to anywhere now, that they give you stuff. You could be tracked by little pamphlets they give you as soon as you enter the thing, or that's right in the ticket, so you could be tracked throughout the park. So kind of frightening, but as long as they tell people you are being tracked, but they probably do at this place because it's, you know, locating kids and stuff. But without
that probably is important, because if I had kids and I lost them at a theme park, I would just freak out.
Yeah,
you'll never find them.
Yeah, that would be totally handy, I would think. So they're just like with anything, there's good applications and bad applications. So this one could be good. It'd be better if maybe it was optional.
Yeah.
You have kids? Here's our free wristbands. You can locate them anytime you want.
You could just get one of those, you put a leash on your kid, you know?
Yeah, those are great.
Those wrist leashes?
Those are great.
You've seen those, right?
Yeah, I've seen ones with, like, back harnesses, so it looks like they're, like, dragging their dog around the mall.
Yeah. Yeah, those are really good.
Those are the funniest things ever.
I might be more prone to do that than depend on a piece of technology to find my child.
Oh, exactly.
Because it's kind of lazy when you think about it. It's like, okay, if I have to, I can put a string on the kid. Or I can depend on a Speak and Spell, you know?
Will the Speak and Spell keep my child alive?
Exactly. Call me skeptical, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how effective this would be outside the park, because usually, I don't know... if the child molesters and the people who take kids really stay within the park itself.
Yeah, they don't usually.
Yeah, it's like, bye-bye, thanks, we're leaving. This next one, bumper stickers. GPS tracking keeps tabs on teens. Speeding, erratic lane changes, and risky maneuvers are as common in teen driving as their blaring music. Rob Berry thinks he might have solved the problem of terrible teenage driving with his new company, Teen Arrive Alive. Berry is a former partner of the company responsible for the How's My Driving stickers that hang on the bumpers and trailers of thousands of vehicles across the country. Using a similar bumper sticker decal along with GPS tracking technology, Berry said Teen Arrive Alive will be a life-saving tool. Barry said he got the idea when he worked at the How's My Driving campaign. Well, really, that's kind of redundant. He already said that. Mums would call us and ask if we had a How's My Driving sign for teens. The Teen Arrive Alive system works using either decal-based or GPS monitoring system. This is a very redundant article.
Yes, it is.
The decal-based system works similar to the How's My Driving campaign, where the person can report erratic driving by calling the number on the bumper sticker. The person's complaint is recorded and sent directly to the parent's phone. The GPS system is equipped with the free Motorola i730 brand name. The parents have several features with the GPS system, including minute-by-minute tracking that can be accessed by a computer or a phone.
This is ridiculous, okay? Because it's obvious that teenagers are awful drivers. I've seen it, okay? A lot of them are terrible. And if you want to know where they are, just wait. The cops will tell you. They'll call. Don't worry about it. This is a waste of time.
And then for parents that don't trust their teens, here's another thing. Rather than kind of telling your teens to be good and do stuff in the right way, just track them. Just put little homing beacons on them. It's just awful. Somebody said in the IRC that the stream died for them, but no.
I'm sorry, I'm not too responsive. I'm kind of tired. I think all the trouble took a lot out of me, and I'm just...
Yeah, it took a lot of wind out of us.
I'm just not there.
I know. And it's getting late as well.
Mm.
Houston Chronicle dumps the 10,000 body bags quote. It appears the quote of 10,000 body bags ready in case of a major hurricane hits is just too much for the powers to be.
I think so.
Instead, a link has been a general watered-down package updated just after 11 a.m. this morning. This is a couple of days ago. And there's the screenshots of the original one and the screenshots afterwards. So, kind of a downer about how bad things can get, and people don't want to hear bad news, so... Except it's if it's filled with blood and guts and gore. I don't know.
Yeah, they like that.
They want to hear bad news on individuals, not bad news on 10,000 people dying.
I mean, I wouldn't want to hear that either. Oh, we're ready in case 10,000 people bite it in this hurricane. It's like, oh, thanks.
Exactly.
It's good to know that you're not really helping us prepare for it. You're just having the bags to clean the mess up later.
Yeah, it's a cleanup for the people who refuse to leave my trailer park.
I'm not leaving my house because I know it'll blow away, but I can just, you know, build me another one if I survive. You know, and it's weird because you'll have these people, you know, they'll go out there and they'll, like, chain themselves to a tree to prove it's not that bad. And it's not that the wind is blowing. It's what the wind is blowing, okay? I mean, if you get hit by a Volvo, it doesn't matter how many sit-ups you do, okay?
Exactly. You're still being hit by the Volvo.
Exactly. It makes no sense to me.
The FCC raids Knoxville pirate radio station. Agents from the FCC raided a pirate radio station yesterday in Knoxville. The three FCC officials were accompanied by three U.S. Marshals when they closed down the station called Knoxville First Amendment Radio and confiscated all its equipment. The station did not have a broadcasting license or any official management. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Okay.
You weren't managing yourself or something. KFAR operated in a secluded area of Knox County out of a trailer that once served as a crack house. Until last February, its antenna was mounted in a tree.
Oh, God.
FCC had previously visited the station twice and warned KFAR DJs to stop operation.
You gotta have a license, unfortunately. You have to have it.
Yeah, you do. It's all licensed and regulated. The DJs stopped for a while, but returned to the air. When the agents arrived, KFAR posted a raid alert on its website. None of the DJs gave their names to avoid fines that could potentially bar them from ever having a broadcasting license.
Well, if they want to get a broadcasting license so bad, why the fuck don't they?
I don't know.
Like, I was like, oh, we won't do that because then we won't be able to get a broadcasting license. Well, if you'd fucking get one, you wouldn't have this problem in the first place.
Yep.
It doesn't cost that much.
I don't know how much it costs. I'm not sure. Maybe they've been turned down in the past. Maybe that's
that could be. It's not too horrible for the low power.
These guys seem to be doing pretty good in the DJ department. The station broadcasts in 90.9 FM and was reported to have nearly 50 DJs who all paid KFAR a $10 fee to cover the station's expenses.
What, trailer renovation?
I guess the antenna and broadcasting equipment and the CD players and stuff there.
Okay.
Microphones.
Okay.
Yeah, there are costs.
Yes, there are.
And there are only a few rules for the person to get on the air. No racist, sexist, or homophobic language, and no offending of community standards before 10 p.m.
Okay, that's basically the law, so that's not too bad.
That's pretty good. Station's lineup included feature shows with a variety of music, liberal, political, and social groups. One DJ named Cricket said there was at least two DJs who played Christian music and one who played anti-abortion songs.
That's irrelevant. That's entirely irrelevant.
I know. That's totally silly to add that in.
Well, we play Christian music, so we don't need a license. What? No.
It doesn't matter what you play, but...
No.
If it's... I don't know. If it doesn't interfere with another station, why shouldn't they be on?
No, but I mean... You know, it's the whole slippery slope thing, dude.
Yeah.
If they let one person on, they gotta let somebody else on. And then you have to, like it or not, you have to police that.
Yeah.
It's gonna, you will find somebody that's gonna get offended. And you can do whatever you want until someone gets offended, and then that's when the trouble starts.
Yeah.
And who's gonna sit and monitor this all the time?
Exactly.
So, my advice to these people would be, if you want to be on the radio so bad, buy a computer, okay? Sell the trailer, buy a computer, you can do whatever you want.
And they do, they broadcast on the internet.
Well, then I have no sympathy for them at all.
Yeah, there you go. So just stay on the internet then if you want to be all piratey.
That's right.
So that's it. That's all the news stories. I'm hella tired, and
we're not opening the phone lines because obviously that doesn't work.
Yeah, and I'm not certain that it's totally Skype's fault. Because the difference between Skype and not Skype when only broadcasting 24K is nothing. It doesn't make any difference.
Well, you figure it out.
Yeah.
It's not me.
No, it's not you. It's totally on this end. I'll have to figure it out and see what's going on. Maybe do some tests, broadcasting on, like, the test station.
So are we going to, like, when we have all these guys on again, are we just going to name this show Do-Over?
Quite possibly.
It'll be a do-over.
It's a totally do-over. It's a repeat, but not a repeat.
I am so pissed off about this, dude, because I was, like, all excited about doing the show, and my friend showed up out of nowhere all the way from Texas. I'm like, oh, man, dude, I have to do a radio show tonight, and it's a big one, and I have to do it.
Oh, wow.
And then the thing just goes to shit. So, there you go.
Disappointing. Well, I think we've been pretty lucky so far in our shows that it's never done this before.
Yeah.
But it has to do with the first time we ever do an interview, you know.
Yeah. Anything of substance. Well, no wonder this show sucks. Every time we try to do something cool, it just goes to hell. So, you're just stuck with us, and that's what you get.
Yeah. Sorry.
I've been insulted enough this week anyway.
Have you been?
Yeah, somebody in the IRC said there's no reason for me to be on this show because I don't add anything interesting at all.
I suggest ignoring the IRC.
Yeah, I did. I do. But I just thought I mentioned how cruel and mean that was, and that person's a bastard.
Oh, they do it just to make you mad. That's the only reason.
Oh, you haven't even seen me, like, really mad. You just think you have. I'm pretty well in control. I mean, all I have to do is drop the band hammer, and I'm good for a day. You know,
that keeps you happy for a while?
Oh, for a while. Then somebody undoes it. That pisses me off.
Yeah.
But you know what? There is one pet peeve I have in the IRC that just drives me crazy. Is when people turn on, like, they turn on the talk stream, and then they go, "What's on Rant Radio Talk right now?" Well, here's an idea.
Look at the title.
Go look at the goddamn schedule, all right?
There's two hints there, eh?
It's all there. Look at the schedule and cross-reference it with your clock.
Yeah, my favorite one is, like, is this live? And it's, like, a date of 2002 on it in the stream title.
That reading's a bitch.
It's tough for some people, you know.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
What can you do?
I'm just exhausted,
dude. Just weather it. Oh, me too.
I'm just... Oh... I think this show took 3 years off my life.
We've grown. We've grown older because of this show, not grown wiser.
I gotta go cut my hair now. Jesus.
You gonna do it a wog cut?
Oh, God. I don't think so. Maybe.
Maybe. Just shave it all, huh?
I don't think I could cut my own hair. And to be honest, I don't think Sean could cut his own hair. I think there was some CGI in that mess somewhere.
Yeah, it was all done in CGI.
He's like, and what scared me, because I'm watching the haircut he gave, who was he gave the haircut to?
Prosium.
He's not even using haircut scissors.
Those are like paper scissors.
He's like using utility scissors. I'm like, are you out of your mind?
Oh, it's totally hilarious.
That's crazy.
So, so fun.
Anyways. Oh, yeah, and I did say he should wear jeans and a t-shirt more often.
Yeah, makes him look intimidating, eh?
He looks much cooler that way.
Yeah.
He looks less like, you know, the militia guy, and more like an actual tough person.
Well, that's what he wears, like, when we just hang out and stuff, right?
Yeah, he looks like he should be, like, saying, "Hi, I played for the BC Lions."
Yeah, you know? He looks very, very big in that.
He could pull that off, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
You did some filming today. I noticed by your name in the IRC earlier.
Yeah. I went to his house and did some filling in for season one. Season two is actually going to be postponed for a little while. Till probably
postponed.
Till next year.
So what are we going to do between then?
Oh, there's going to be
after now,
and I'll maybe do some specials up. Like down to DEF CON or some of the other ones that are listed there.
Sim in Europe?
Yeah, Sim in Europe or get away from Y2K. One of those.
Did you get clearance on that? The Y2K thing?
Well, what I'm going to do is make the director's cut.
Oh, you just wanted to say that.
And then I'm because I want it for my own, right? It's like, okay, this is definitive. Everybody's in that. Every scene is in this that I want. And then go around and ask the people that are in that, can I include all your scenes? And then cut it down from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got
cool.
And I've got permission from a bunch of the people already, so it'll be cool.
Speaking of director's cut, are you going to go out and buy the Star Wars DVDs this week?
Eventually, I will. Not this week.
Do you know he changed them again for the DVD set?
He indeed did. I noticed all the changes.
What's his fucking problem?
It's all about him. It's his movies.
I know.
I would change stuff too if I didn't like it. It's like, oh, this is crappy and old. Ah, it looks awful. I have so much better stuff and I have money to do it. And
yeah, I know. I just thought it was weird just to keep doing it.
I know it is.
I understood the first time when he because all he did was clean it up, which was cool.
Yeah.
But and then he added some stuff, which was cool. And he's like, oh, it's coming out on DVD. I have to change it again. And Hayden Christensen is in one of the movies now. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? That's fucked up.
Like, you can understand him improving it, cleaning it up.
Right.
But the one thing that people can't wrap their head around is the Han Solo and Greedo firing.
Yeah.
Who fires first? And he's changed it yet again for this movie.
Did he change it again?
Yes.
What is it this time?
Okay, in the original, Han Solo fires first, and Greedo doesn't get a shot off.
Right.
In the second version, Greedo shoots well before Han Solo and completely
and
misses him.
And misses.
In this new version, they both fire at the exact same time.
What difference does it make?
I don't know.
Has he not watched television in the last 20 years?
I don't know what he's doing. Like, something's gone horribly awry in his brain.
I think he wears his shirt collars too tight. You ever notice that?
Yeah, he buttons them right up to the top, doesn't he?
He's got frog neck. That's the problem. He's getting no blood to his brain.
Yeah. So the purists, he says, all the purists can go out and buy it on videotape. It's still out there. You want to watch the old crappy version, he said? You can watch the old crappy version.
I actually had the old crappy version on videotape, like the first release.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm poor, so I decided to eBay it. Some nerd will pay like $1 billion for it.
So eventually I'm going to buy the Laserdisc transfer to DVD versions.
Really?
Because those are the widescreen original versions. That's the best copy you can buy is the Laserdisc ones.
Really? I didn't know about that. I know he did a widescreen version on VHS too.
Yes, he did that as well. But the Laserdiscs are better copies. Because Laserdiscs are sometimes even better than DVDs. Because they're analog and there's no compression on them.
Well, I think after this, I'll be done because this will be my fourth purchase of the trilogy, okay?
That's what he wants you to do.
I bought the first set, and then I bought, you know, the THX, and then I bought, you know, the special edition when they came out.
Yep.
And now he's doing this, and it's like, okay, George, that's enough.
That's all you can... And you're not going to buy the 1080i versions when he gets them on the Blue Laser HD version?
Oh, God, I don't know. I hope I have a job by then. That's all I want. Maybe if I have a job, I'll give George Lucas more money, you know?
You'll buy the same product for the fifth time.
I even started buying the toys again when the new movies came out. I even have some of those.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, he's got enough of my money, goddammit.
Knock
it off, George.
Yeah. So I'm spent. So,
yeah, I just thought I'd mention that, you know, for some witty banner before we left.
Something to give the fans.
Yeah, because this show sucks.
Yeah.
Don't give this one out.
Yeah, please. If you're going to demo this show to people, don't give out episode 28.
No, this is a piece of crap.
This is known as the piece of crap show. I may even label it in the downloads. Don't download this. Or this one sucks.
Oh, that'll deter them. Yeah, do that.
They'll go, oh, why does it suck?
The worst show ever. Well, let's download that one.
They'll go to that one first.
I'll bet that's awesome. What the fuck?
So the people that stuck around in the IRC, Quadraco, Purden, Slacker, Opinion Blue, Pyro, that's it. And Jibcat. Thank you for those five people that stuck around.
I'm surprised my microphone hasn't died yet. I haven't changed the battery since that first day. This is great.
That's awesome.
I'm waiting for it to die, like, in the middle of a show, so that'll be cool.
I gotta pick one of those up. That's so cheap for a wireless.
It only runs on, the mic runs on 1AA, and the receiver runs on 1AA, and that's it.
That's even more amazing, in fact.
I know, and I've used it for, like, how many hours now?
Where can you even find any product that runs on one AA? It's always two.
Yeah, and this is like some kind of crappy flashlight of some kind, but this is amazing. You still got the product number? I sent it to you, I think.
If you could email that to me, I'm going to order one, because that's
sure.
It's just too handy, just for like a crappy mic for doing the radio show, because the quality doesn't really even matter.
Yeah, I bought this one on eBay, and then I found it in a retail store.
Yeah.
Or a retail online outlet, even cheaper.
Oh, wow.
I found it for like $20, which is like $20 less than what I paid for it.
$20, wireless microphone. Too
and
good.
And it's good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
As people can hear, when the connection is good. Sounds just fine.
It even comes with a cable and a storage case.
Yeah, and when you've got a mixing board or something, you can EQ it, make it sound even better.
That's right. I don't bother with that, though, because I'm lazy.
Yeah, you sound perfect, actually. Totally
well,
perfect.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So that's it. We'll say goodbye, and we'll see you next week at 11 p.m., and we guarantee it couldn't be worse than this.
Yeah, we'll try to do all the stuff we just tried to do tonight again. Because I am so disappointed in this. I was,
Yeah.
Awful.
So say goodnight, and I'll say goodnight, and we'll play the outro.
Good night, kids. Thanks for sticking around.
And
all three of you that did.
Yeah, and good night for me, and we'll see you next week.
You ever get
Bye.
The feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.